In post-revolution Egypt, the number of women reporting sexual harassment and violence has skyrocketed. So too, it appears, has the tendency to blame women for the assaults against them. Psychologist Farah Shash says Egyptian society is becoming increasingly conservative and patriarchal.
The society always blames the victim. She's the one who's to be blamed because she is dressed inappropriately, or she walks inappropriately, or she laughs loudly, or just because she's on the street.
Prominent Egyptian religious and political leaders like Salafist Sheikh Gamal Sabar have expressed just those sentiments.
What else does she expect when she walks down the street with tight, revealing clothes in a provocative way? What else can these men do? I don't want to say it's a natural response, but they're not entirely to be blamed.
The government has tried to distance itself from such statements, with President Mohamed Morsi launching an initiative to advance and protect women's rights. But rights groups say the effort is more rhetoric than reality. And following the Muslim Brotherhood's recent rejection of a proposed United Nations declaration condemning violence against women, even the rhetoric is not strong enough. Mr. Morsi, who came from the Brotherhood, is part of an Islamist ascendancy in Egypt that draws on fundamentalist strains of Islam that rights advocates say are not in keeping with Egyptian traditions. Women's rights advocate Nihad Abu El Komsan.
We have lots of very open-minded chairs, teachers about Islam and women, and we not find any controversial between women's rights and lots of interpretation of Islam.
She argues that political leaders focus on restricting women's rights to divert attention from such pressing problems as the economy, and that many women are beginning to see through it.
They start to understand that we want from you to solve our problems, not to speak about women veil and women niqab and women body. And we want for you to have job opportunities for all.
Egypt's economy has suffered greatly since the revolution, and rights advocates argue harassing and marginalizing half the population is not only unfair, it's something the country can ill afford. Elizabeth Arrett, VOA News, Cairo.